family's weird. When I got married, there were strange things that my family did, and I realized they freaked out my wife. But then I'd go up to her place, and her family would do strange things that would freak me out. Every family is completely bonkers. It's just, you grow up with it, and it's normal to you. But to people coming in from the outside, they're like, well, that's just bizarre. So my question to you is, what was your family's term for poops and farts?
Well, you have to understand. Let's start in the beginning.
Oh, my God. Wow, this is going to be a long form. You're going to take me down around the Horn of Africa to explain this
my
to
mother
me.
And my aunt as a kid, and then even later than that, because it became like a term of affection, endearment, I answered to it. They called me Poopy Butt.
Oh, that's adorable.
So that's where
that's
I'm coming
adorable.
From.
Adorable.
And I'm assuming it's because somebody had to change my nasty ass stank diaper.
Can I call you Sticky Poopy Butt now? From now on, Sticky.
You can
poopy
call
butt.
Me whatever you want to. I don't know that I'll answer to it. And if we're out in public, I may be like, dude, what's wrong with you? Are you having a hemorrhage? Can we need to get some help? Are you having a problem?
Did you have a stroke? What are you saying? You're just a phaser
exactly
right now.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
So that's where I'm coming from. Mm. So I don't know beyond that, and that's weird.
Does your mom call you Poopy Butt now?
No, I don't think so. But aww. Even just now talking about it, I go to a really warm, fuzzy place of comfort and joy and goodness of being an innocent child.
Oh my God,
saying Poopy Butt. I mean, those are
that's
good
so bizarre. You know, there's so much
is,
there. We need to get you a therapy.
Well, but no, they,
can
you
we
know
get like a
me?
Sponsor? Because there's a good deep dive into that, and that's amazing.
But I mean, there's nothing bad about that. So, but I mean, I don't. My mom was very specific about, you know, technical terms and knowing what was really going on, and you know, not using strange terms for like your male appendage, your pieces, your junk. You know what I mean? It was a penis, not
what
a stick.
She just said, she'd be like, "It's your penis,
right? You know, don't call it your
it's
rod.
Your penis,
don't call
Poopy
it your,
Butt. Get used to it. Get your,
right.
Quit playing with your penis, Poopy Butt.
You know, all these things. Well, sort of a little of that. So that's where I come from. So I don't know how. I mean, that I guess is irregular, but I remember I'm also the kid that would go to a friend's house when I was teeny, and they'd be like, hey, do you want a cookie? And I was like, that's not a cookie. That's a cookie. And they're like, no, that's like a Ritz or like a soda cracker. I'm like, yeah, I want one of those. I didn't know what a cookie was.
You didn't know what a cookie was? What are you, British or something?
Well, my mother wanted me
did
to.
Did you call it a biscuit?
She was like, you know what, bad genes, and I don't want your teeth going bad, blah, blah, blah. But you want to talk about like.
Well, clearly you're stick. So, I mean, I got cookies everywhere I went.
Well,
apparently,
I've
in my
made
lifetime.
Up for it. I mean, constantly. You know, coffee and chocolate and cookies and, you know, black raspberry chip graters, ice cream, anything and everything I can consume at this point.
So wait, you call crackers cookies?
I did.
What'd you call cookies? Did you have cookies?
Later, I became familiar. And I don't know how she kept like my aunts or uncles from like cramming those down my head. I don't even know.
How old were you when you first got a cookie?
I don't know. Why do I feel like I'm in a therapist office right now? I mean, seriously. So, like, so,
I don't know,
well, how do
butt.
You feel about this?
Well, no, but I'm curious. Like, I had a friend who's he's still a friend of mine. I mean, it's not like I had a friend, but he still exists.
You have friends. Come on. I mean, you're isolated. Nobody loves you. What is that? Boo-hoo. Yeah. Why?
But no. He's Indonesian, and in Indonesia there's not a whole lot of sweets. They have candy, but it's like made of like fish or something, stuff like that.
Wow,
it's bizarre.
That
he's like,
yeah.
Chinese.
Here's a piece of rotten fish. Enjoy that, kid. Yeah, that sounds like my
no house. No, it's like compressed fish. Like my son when my son was real little, I was doing something at my grandmother's house, and there's a Chinese family next door, and they gave, oh, here's some candy, and it was like a little piece of Chinese candy, and he opened it. It was like fish paste, and he's like, oh my God, I don't want this.
Yeah, that's
this.
Not
and
good.
It's like his,
no.
And like my friend who's Indonesian, it was around Easter time, and I said, oh, here, try this, and I gave him a marshmallow peep, and he couldn't eat. It was so disgusting to him because it's just, nothing but sugar. It's marshmallow coated with sugar, and he's like, no, you have, and I go, I don't want it. You just took a bite out of it. He's like, no, take it back. I go, I'm not going to take it. Just throw it out. Because I can't waste food.
Well, peeps are all kinds of bad. That's not a good introduction for someone who comes from a foreign land who has no idea. I come from here.
But he wouldn't throw it out. That's the best part. I said, well, give it to me. I'll throw it out. He goes, no. And he sat there and he ate the entire peep because he could not waste food.
Maybe my mom is really Indonesian and didn't tell me. Because don't waste. Eat everything on your plate. Squeeze it down the sides. That's what I heard.
But you didn't have cookies? I would imagine if you never had cookies, then you suddenly get a cookie when you're like 7, you would probably be like, this is too sweet.
Why do you think I'm constantly drinking gallons of coffee and cookies and chocolate and shakes and everything constant? I mean, I'll be probably in the diabetic dialysis situation here in 8 or 10 minutes. Mm. I mean, God only knows. I don't have an answer. I don't know when to, we could call. Can I call, get a lifeline and call mom now and say, hey,
yes.
I wish we could.
Yes, let's talk to your mom.
And work this out. I don't know when it would happen. I remember going to my aunt and uncle's house and they had glass jars on the back of their counter that had like gumdrops and the soft chewy candies that sort of have sugar
on
the outside.
What happened to candy dishes? My grandmother used to have a candy. Well, I can tell you what. If I put a candy dish in my house, it would just disappear.
Oh, sure.
Like the dish would be gone.
Yeah.
My children would just eat the glass.
Well, yeah.
They'd be like, well,
because that's
clear.
What kids do. I remember going to my Grandma Betty's house, and my cousin and I would do this together. We'd go, and she always, I don't know if she had a lot of martinis, a lot of cocktails. She liked to dance and drink a little bit, party a little bit. Grandma Betty was badass.
She sounds like she was a party girl. Grandma Betty was one hell of a lady.
But we'd go in there, and it was like she knew. Every time we would come over, she'd have like a new jar of olives. So we go out there, one or two olives at a time, and then
olives.
The whole damn jar is gone. So these are the sweets. That and pickles we ate.
Jesus Christ, live large, man.
All kinds of. So it wasn't a lot of cookies. It was.
Can
a lot
I have
of that.
The pickled herring next, please? Oh my God, I can't wait to have that sweet. In my
mouth. I mean, it's not like Lutefisk. I mean, that would be raise a kid on just that instead of anything.
That
sweet
sounds
nice.
Like a rapper's name, Lutefisk.
Could be
or
that was Ludacris. I know that guy. Yes, yeah. A totally different thing altogether. Well, I don't know him, but I know of him. I mean, I'd hang, but I doubt if he wants to hang out with me.
But no, getting back to the original story,
yeah, let's
the
do
question.
That. Let's
I mean, you didn't have when you said to your mom, you said, "Hey, do you have to take a poo poo?" Or like there was always that family in town who was like overly prim and proper, and they'd always have like, "Do you need to take a BM or something like that?" I don't recall.
This is what I recall.
You didn't sit there and say, "Hey, mom, I need to take a big old shit in the other room." What did you say when you were getting potty trained? And she's like, "Did you have a poo poo?"
Do you really remember being potty trained?
No, but I remember my family.
Well, you remember your family. I'm the only child.
My family,
I don't have any kids.
They
I got a
names.
Box turtle
would,
I've had since I was 8 years old. So other than visiting
what
friends
would you do
and family's
if that thing
houses,
took a shit?
I don't
would
know.
You say, oh my God, the box turtle took a big grumper in its cage. I need
a
to
grumper.
Clean it up. I mean,
that's,
what did you
that I'm
going to
use. I like a grumper because you get grumpy until it's out. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
don't
strain yourself. You'll pop a vessel. Then you have to go to the special doctor to fix your ass.
Don't have a stroke while trying to pinch a loaf or anything like that. But no, did you have any? See, because here's the thing. My family had a term. The term that they used was, because the thing is, my grandmother, she was this tiny little, I mean, she was like 80 pounds, super skinny, pious Catholic. Yeah. And she'd be like, oh, are you going upstairs to take a grunt?
A grunt.
And I'm like, a grunt? How is that better than anything else?
I mean, my mom never said, hey, you leaving the kids at the pool or anything like that, or dropping them at the pool. That would have been nice. She was just very technical. It's sort of like the birds and the bees conversation I had way
earlier
than
anybody
else.
You
going to
take a bowel movement, Mr. Poopy Pants? Or anything like that?
This is what I can recall. There was a window of time where, and I only know because it's been told to me over and over again, where apparently when I pointed to her or whatever, it was like, I need my diaper changed, is when that ended. Because she figured if I was to a place where I could direct her to say, hey, I left a pile of it in my shorts, get these off of me, she figured I was together enough to be able to go do it at the actual commode.
And, 16, 17 years old.
Well,
like
22, whatever. I mean, but so that's I don't really have any. Maybe I blacked it out. I mean, there's a lot of my child. I mean, I was a latchkey
kid.
But
what did she say? What did you say when you like? Did you have to go number one, number two? That's a
I
big
don't
one.
Remember
one,
any
two.
Of it. I really don't.
What are you traumatized?
I might have been medicated. I had a lot of blunt head traumas. I fell on my head as a kid off a piece of modern art. I mean, we've discussed this before.
Off a piece of modern art.
I did. We this story. I think we probably told it here, if not on the radio.
I don't think we have. Tell me about falling off a piece of modern art and wiping out all your entire history of pooping.
But see, but you can't, here's the thing. You can say about your family, but you can't tell me, what did you have to, when you had to go, what did you tell your mom and dad?
We usually say number one. When I was a kid, in my, like, my nuclear family, in my house, it was the number one or number two.
Okay.
That's what we said.
I mean,
So, like, my grandparents, they'd say grunt. Which I always thought was the grossest thing in the world.
Never heard of
I
that.
Just get,
I love that. Yeah, I mean, that is a great term, and I'm going to use that now.
Now, like my in-laws, like my wife's family, now I don't know what they'd say for pooping, but they'd say, like for farting, they'd say, did you crack? And I'm like, that just sounds painful at that point. Well, yeah, but I mean, usually, because seriously, it's not always a crack. Sometimes it's like a bam, and it's just, it comes out, it's like a shot. But then sometimes it's a
short,
you know, and it's, yeah, it's a, or it's like a magician throwing down his like powder and then he disappears.
Are we really going to talk about different kinds now? I mean, this is going to pull my finger. Hey, you know, oh, did you see the elephant run over there kind of scenario? I mean, yeah, there's a, you got the squirts, you got a case of the demons, that serious diarrhea. I mean, you want to go down that path? We can do that.
The green apple splatters. Could you just make stuff up sometime? Could you say, I got to go take a splats?
I think my mom would probably, you know, I got to go take a crap. I got to take a dump.
I have to have a chocolate explosion.
See, this is one of those things when she's going to listen to Chubby and Stick Show and she's going to then like text me and go, really, why did you do this to me? How could you talk about me this way?
No, but your mom is seriously, at this point, your mom sounds like the most reasonable person on the planet.
She really is.
I'm the one who sounds, my entire family, both sides, they sound insane.
Well, I mean, listen, everything in moderation. And you're functional. You've created little chubbies. They're functional and out and about in the world. They're not in jail. They're getting education.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. We are very open in my family. It is not uncommon for like somebody to come home, whether it's one of my kids or even me, just walk in and go, I have to poop, and then run into the bathroom. We brag about it. You come out and you'd be just like, yeah. Yeah, did you light a match? I lit 3 matches, and you can still smell it. Oh, let me tell you about it. You know, like what I'll do, like on a, like my week is always very, very busy on a Friday because I got to do radio shows and I got to do calls and I got to do, and it's all this radio work. And so then when I'm done, I go and I either get Indian food or I get Chinese food. I get the spicy, oily Chinese food because I love that shit. And then later on, I do it regionally. So it's like if I had Indian food, I have to take a Ganges in the bathroom, or if it's Chinese food, I have to take a Yangqi.
You realize it's like racist, I think, a little bit. Is that racist?
No. It's regional.
It's regional.
The Yangtze River, the Yellow River.
It's not
River.
Ethnic. It's regional.
It's not usually yellow. And then the Ganges River, that goes through India. I mean, I'm just appropriating it to the type of spices that I've had.
Right. Now I
that is helping ease it through the chocolate explosion, curve splats, grunt.
Now, you were talking about sweets earlier. Let's just get back to that, because I did go out with an Indian girl, and her mother would send her care packages when she was at school at Tulane when I was in New Orleans. And,
well, Indian sweets are sweet.
They were amazing, and it was tons of great food. I don't think she was a big fan of mine, but just the threat was that she might just show up and machete me at some point. But they promised her. She had sort of like been promised. You know what I mean?
Oh, she had an arranged marriage?
Well,
that she
tried, and now I'm getting too personal, and I should probably back away, or God only knows what will happen. But I once again, way out of my league, drop-dead crazy, smart, gorgeous, amazing woman who I was lucky enough to spend some time with. I got to eat some Indian sweets. Yeah.
Now that sounds creepy as hell, man.
Her mom sent them to school. And
that sounds even creepier, but go on.
I got nothing.
This sounds like a Pornhub video.
And I did go out with a Chinese girl, and then there was, I don't, I
Jesus, what are you making your way around the world?
That was the joke,
the Russian girl.
It was the passport thing that I had stamps from everywhere. I love women of all types, big and small, short and tall, accent, no accent, yes. And so far, no little sticks or sterlings roaming around the pitter patters of feet than I could tell, to use this term or that term, when they got to leave their kids behind at the pool.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. I feel like I've let you down by not having an answer to this other thing. I don't know.
I've not been let down in the least.
All right. Well, I'm glad at least there's that going on. And now, do I have to apologize to more women in my life for more bad things and letdowns that I've created for them? They're all better off.
Well, that's all you. That's all on you.
Well, we'll do that for another show or another time. Maybe that should be done privately rather than publicly at this point. People have been listening to this, like right now, listening right this very moment, which is crazy and awesome, and we thank you, but why?
Yeah, I got to go have the green apple splatter.
Whatever. Well, I'll sometimes you got to pinch one off.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.